It's time now for Larry Weber and Weekend Outdoors. Good morning, Larry, and where in the world are you?
I'm down on the University of Minnesota campus at the Bell Museum, the annual meeting of the Minnesota Ornithologist Union, and it's fascinating. This is the part of birding most people don't hear about. Most people think birding is just going out and seeing a bunch of kinds of birds and making a list and all that kind of stuff. That's there, but there's also a lot of research that goes on, and these are the professionals. These are the researchers who are speaking today, and it's absolutely fascinating. And it's also great seeing a terrific number of people from all over the state. The downside of it is that we have snow moving in here.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't started yet, but it will. It's forecasted to start this afternoon. I absolutely love snow, but I'm not sure if I want to share it with 100,000 other drivers on the highway. Anyway, looking back on November, we ended the month since we last spoke, and the month was for the fifth straight month. We had temperatures above normal, and for the third straight, we had less than normal precipitation, a lot less than normal. September, October, November put together has made Duluth one of the driest autumns on record. And these records go back way back to the 1880s. So it's an impressive dryness that has happened. The temperature for the average was more than 4 degrees above normal. However, we did get a good freeze-up. The freeze-up happened during the 16th to the 21st. And the ice is now strong enough that I can walk on it. However, I wouldn't get out in the middle, and I certainly wouldn't recommend anybody walking on river ice. We had a beautiful snow. November went out with just a nice little snow. We got about 3/4 of an inch at my house. Absolutely beautiful, and it settled down on top of the ice, and there is no better tracking conditions than right like that.
Mm.
A small snow on ice. And the ice is cold enough that the snow won't melt, and the small amount of snow means that critters are going to move around real well. Temperatures have not yet been that cold, though we did get close to zero night before last. Still, there's a lot of movement, and I was out the next day, and just that fast, many, many critters had shown me that they were out too. And I ended up seeing about a dozen of them. Which is kind of a typical situation going out on a time like that. It's pretty easy to see about 10 to 12 kinds. As always, there's a couple of surprises. The big surprise was a muskrat. I found the tracks of a muskrat. Now, what makes that a surprise is that they are an aquatic animal, and they live for the most part in the winter under the ice. They'd have a pretty tough winter. They don't really cache food, and they go out pretty much are always looking for food, feeding on roots and so forth. So they do a lot of moving under the ice. If things get bad, they will climb above and walk over the surface, and that's what this one was doing. So I kind of felt sorry for it, and I hope it found its place it was going. But it lays down a beautiful track. It's one of our few animals in northern Minnesota that drags its tail when it moves through the snow. That tail has very little fur, and it does get cold. So the tracks that I was following, there were periods where the tail was not in the snow, that it had lifted it up. But still, a fascinating thing to do. I'd recommend anybody else get out there after a new snow, and before the snow gets real, real deep, get out there and take a look. The tracking is just terrific.
Mm-hmm.
This next week, we enter into the beginning of the dark season for about 10 days. We have the earliest sunset of the whole year. And it starts around, the 6th or the 7th of December, and it will be at 4:20. Now, for those who don't appreciate the darkness, we are also having a full moon at that time. So the full moon is on the 10th. So the darkness will be offset a bit. And in the world of birds, still seeing plenty of migrants going. I saw 6 bald eagles in one day this past week. The redpolls and the goldfinches, crossbills, I saw those this week too, but they're probably pretty well settled down. And then I saw a few rough-leg hawks, but I'm going to leave you with a sighting that I thought was just fabulous this past week because it was so seasonal. I was driving down one of the roads here in Carlson County, and I went past a lake, and I noticed there was some open water out on that lake. It had frozen earlier, but we've got the mild temperature, there was some open water. And I took a look out in that open water, and wow, there were birds out there. There were big birds out there. So I stopped to take a closer look, and there were a tundra swans.
Oh.
Now, what makes it so seasonal is that there were seven of them. Now, put that together. What do you get? Seven swans a-swimming. So I thought that would be a good way to end it today. So enjoy the weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Larry Weber. Mm. He had a 40-year career as a science teacher and twice was named Science Teacher of the Year. He joins us every Saturday morning at 9:30 to give us the latest on what's happening outdoors, weekend outdoors.